श्री परमात्मने नमः।
लाइकिंग फॉर द पेरिशेबल थिंग्स चेंजिंग फिनोमेना दैट कम्स टू एन एंड, अटैचमेंट गोज अवे, अटैचमेंट विद द वर्ल्ड, with things, with objects, with human beings, taking them as mine or thine, like that. In many ways, the Lord has said in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, I read it, 71, Vihaya kaman ye sarvan puman, चरती निस्पृह निर्ममो निरहंकार स शांतिम अधिगच्छति। ही हू हैज गिवन अप ऑल डिजायर्स एंड मूव्स फ्री फ्रॉम अटैचमेंट ईगोइज्म एंड थर्स्ट फॉर एंजॉयमेंट अटेन्स पीस। पीस कम्स आफ्टर liberation, after getting detached from the world, from the changing phenomena, peace comes. After self-realization, peace comes. Peace is there. The reason for absence of peace is nothing except attachment with the worldly objects. Giving importance to worldly objects is the reason for agitation in the mind. This comes to an end by self-realization. Peace is there. So here peace is given. Three words are there in Sanskrit. Nisprahe, nirmama, nirankara. Four things are there actually. Kamna is first, desire. Then nirmama, mindness, free from the feeling of mind. Nirankar, free from egoism. Nisprahe, yearning is the word. In this verse, first thing is, in Sanskrit if I read, or if I translate it into what is known as anve, ye puman, that person, who vihaya sarvan kaman, giving up all desires. For that's the first thing. Giving up the desires is the first thing. That is the first condition, that giving up of all desires. Desire is the evil. And after that, nisprahe. There is a subtle difference between desire and spraha. Desire is for the worldly things. But even one who is free of desires feels the necessity of at least those things which are necessary for sustaining life. Food, clothing, etc. The minimum is required for physical existence. But then the Lord says, even this comes to an end. I may get food, I may not get food. That is spraha. Spraha means the desire for sustaining the body itself even. Ispra, total. And the question may arise, oh, then even it goes away, how we will live? The question is from ignorance. Can somebody live by desiring that I want to live? It's all going on, it's a play of the divine. the thorn of desire in different forms is there. Ispraha is right, it comes to the mind, at least the minimum is required, the food, etc., or clothing. Shall I not die because of cold if I don't get woolen clothes in the winter? At least that must be there. Will you not die when you have so many clothes with you? Do you think by having clothes with you are not going to die? So, ispraha. Then nirmama. Mindness. That is my house, that is my wife, that is my son. Nirmama. Belonging. That sense of belonging. This belongs to me. Nirmama. Mam. Mine. Mindness. And in the end, ahankar. I-ness. Me. A question arises, these are the deepest things in the whole history of humanity. Fortunate are they who start on this path, But it depends upon different individuals how much time they take for reaching the deeper meaning even. A question arises, is it possible that life exists without desire? Very pertinent question. There is no desire and a person can exist. Or at least even if he can exist, will he work in the world? Desire, they say, even everywhere, more so perhaps in the Western world, desire is the motivation for activity. How activity will happen without desire? These are questions. The answer is there. Ideal activity happens only when there is no desire. The best activity happens at that time. The real saints, the greatest saints, have no desire. And they do everything for the world. What desire was there in Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji? Giving all the time to the people at the age of 101 or 102. But nothing. What desire? It was an outburst of love for the humanity. People are coming. He wants them also to realize the truth and have love. This is not a desire. This is the self-outbursting. Love outbursting. There is a difference between desire and love. So far the element of desire is there in love. It is attachment. Love just happens. The realized person is there, the person who has attained God or divine experience has happened, is there, therefore love is there. Peace is there. So these are the three things. For peace, these are the essentials. Peace will not happen in life, permanent peace, unless this happens. After giving up all desires, and giving up all desires does not mean sitting like a stone. Your own desires born of your ego are finished, but then love is not finished. Love for the mankind, for everybody, even for the creatures, for the whole universe. For peace, these are the essentials. So these are the three things, four things are there actually. Kamna is first, desire, free from the feeling of mine. Nirankar, free from egoism. Nispraha, free from yearning. Yearning is the word. He who gives up all desires and moves about without the sense of mine and egoism, and shuns the thirst for necessities of life, then what will happen to my life? Oh, you are caring for life, then it has not come this stage. And even by your caring, you are not going to have life. This is all mental. You go on caring for life, and any moment you can die. Even by caring. Gone caring, everybody cares. But by care, it's all mental here. And shuns the thirst for necessities of life, attains tranquility. Peace, tranquility, then he attains. All this happens inside.